Log Talk Radio. and forget. Let no thought be your enemy. I've never felt so good. I'm as happy, happy, happy as any man could be.
We give. don't you dare deny him. This is your host, Sheikh Ali Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem. We are in the potentially fair city of Washington, D.C. Again, a beautiful city, but nevertheless, short of justice for us, we the people are here tonight to review all of what happened in 2023 for you, our vast participating audience. All are on board tonight, all the smartphone people. Oh, yes, the iPhone folks are on the first row again. We have our dumb phone folks are right behind them. And, of course, there are the Androids. The Androids are on the third row as usual tonight. And we look back, one row back, in fact, and we have all of our paranoid phones. So if you happen to have a paranoid phone tonight, then you can chime right on in. In fact, you can gather up on the fourth row with all of the other paranoids that are in the mix tonight. And we have so much love here at Black Power Radio, so we're overflowing with love. Anyone short of love tonight, Marvin Gaye gave it up, and he said that God is love. But we actually know that what God is, you know, that's one attribute of God. But God has multiple attributes. And we are going to explore tonight your review on 2023. Are we the people ready for 2024? Are we prepared to compete in 2024? Are you prepared to compete? Are you short, long, or in between? Are you fair to medley? Or are you doing super duper? We'll bring it live tonight here on Black Power Radio. We know with all of the great hosts and folks that we got lined up tonight, you will not fall short of having a strong 24. If you're 22, if you blew it in 2023, damn it, you'll be right here with us on 4. And I guarantee you, if you stick there with the Sheikh Ali Imam Akbar, the black activists, all of those that are live on Black Power Radio, then we know we give you more of what you listen to the Black Power Radio for. We have the most informative radio talk show on the internet. And perhaps, you know, if you have your Android paranoid Facebook, no look. If you have your Instagram with no ham, you can still get them on Twitter, Glitter, in the chat box, chat room, wherever you are tonight. We're glad you're tuned into Black Power Radio. Of course, you could have joined in with the Tiger Woods group, went up to Augusta, and they have, like, I think, 3 green jackets left. So you can get in line at Augusta, Georgia, and get you a green jacket. The green jacket folks missed this episode of Black Power Radio. But again, we go on up there to the soccer moms, and they miss Black Power Radio too. And, oh, you say you had to attend your nephew's bar mitzvah. Well, all the bar mitzvah folks and the soccer moms are out of touch with Black Power Radio. But we know you, all of you, are here live on Black Power Radio. Sheikh Ali Imam Akbar, rocking it coast to coast. And we're going to rock the mic tonight. We're going to rock with the host tonight. We got the Moes teamed up. We've got all of our staff teamed up. And we're going to go directly to the phone lines and let's fire it up for 2023 and see. Let's get the last juice out of 23. The Black Panther Party came strong in Spartanburg, South Carolina, shook it there and everywhere damn near. But we ran the blue-blooded sheriff on out of his office and shook him on the death of Lavelle Lane. And met there 20 other body bags, make it 21 other body bags that we have to check out in Spartanburg. Don't let them off the hook. The crooks in the DA, the president of the United States, some call the United States, knows exactly what's happening with Lavelle Lane, Rasheem Carter in Mississippi. We shook there, and Bill Belichick closed the whole goddamn police department in Taylorsville, Mississippi. So there's something about harming yourself. Getting your God and your gun and using your God and your gun to protect your family value system, and to protect your entertainment community, your sports community, your political community, your vested interests, and all of the business that you got in 24. Let's put it on black militia time. Let's put it on black protectionalism, because the Alphabet Soup Boys are protecting the elitists at this hour with all of their COVID 1 through 18, COVID 9, we're going into 24, y'all. So we're going to light it up. The phones are lit. The lines are lit. We got everybody here on Black Power Radio. We're going to go to Philadelphia and pick up Our beloved Brother Mo is right there by your radio at 215-300. We got our beloved Brother Talib Abdullah. The Brother Bay is in the house. You can talk black to us, Brother Bay, and welcome to Black Power Radio. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Walaikum assalam. I am Abdullah El Talib Mosi. I have Pakola Kusar El on. Sister Pakola. Sister Pakola.
A little studio difficult. We got, okay, let's see. You got any other lines and numbers? Oh, come on live. Come on live, Sister Pakola. But yeah, mention your number.
She's on.
I'll light the line for you. I'll light it up for you, Brother Abdullah Black Power.
All right, we have, she's on.
Well, welcome to the
Peace, everyone. Yeah, hi, Pakola Kusar. Peace, everyone.
All right, we have, open up the line, 718, Matukubu's line. Brother Matukubu.
He may have come in. I've got some 414s out there, 515, 702.
He's 718.
718, 718. Has yet to come across our switchboard here at the studio. You might want to double check that number, Brother Abdullah, so we can light it up. We're going to fire Philadelphia all the way to San Diego. Come on. Let's see. Can we get him? I got 702. He's on 515 sound for me. 414. All the
718-864.
Hold on,
brother.
Okay, Kubu is not tuned in. Is he on one of the extra lines? Let's see. We got multiple lines here. I have multiple options and multiple choice. He can pick from the litter. Got a brother there standing by. I wanted to have his host line on because he has some life. There's been another killing inside of there. Wanted to get him early so y'all know he's there. Brother Tyler, ready? Okay, are you ready?
He's on, 718.
718? Is he on yours or mine? I do not see him yet.
No, he's on yours. He's on yours.
Did he say he came in through?
Yeah, he can. He said he can hear us.
He can hear us. Oh, my.
He can hear us. He's just waiting for you to.
Let me get some rhythm there with the 515. But we got him live, but 718 is not amongst those in our vast listening and participating. We got several 718s, but his 718 is not live. Yes, sir. And he can hear us. That's amazing.
Yes, he can hear you.
He can hear me. Great day.
718.
Let me get the backup switchboard and just see. That's where we've been double switchboarding on y'all lately because you know how they hate on Black Power Radio. So we just backed it up and blacked it up. Let's see what we got here. Let me take a peek and see if we can see him on our other network. He may be there, but he has not done us the courtesy of showing us that line live. But it's going to switch over in a minute, but I've got to get computer caught up with the switchboard. So let's see what happens. Let me see what happens when we click. We've clicked, and it's lining up those next band of callers. And there seems to be something stuck. We got a line full for sure, but I'm trying to pull down on 718. That's the courtesy. That's the smart man that comes in early. The early bird what? Gets the word. And I'm telling you right now. If he was up there, out of rock bucket, we don't see him yet. And he's right there live. I tell him he still can call my line and still get here. Okay, here comes some more bands.
What line is that?
I'm looking. Now I've got my 718. Is he the 864?
Yeah, that's him. That's him. All right, good.
Thank you. Computer to catch the switchboard, and we're there live. We got Makubu. Is he there now? Live on Black Power Radio. Let me see if I can pull him down. Okay, yes, sir. He should be able to hear us, and you should be able to talk black to us, Brother Kubu. He's coming out of Brooklyn,
Brother Kubu.
Black Power.
Yeah.
Brother Kubu, Black Power. We're
doing
welcome
it.
To
can
black
you
power.
Hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
we're doing a review tonight, Kubu, on all that happened in 23, and are we ready to compete in 24? And let the Morris Network is going to take over for a minute and drop it. And we got Ty Nitty coming right behind the Morris Network. Black Power.
All right. What I want you to do, Sheik, is I want you to explain to the audience what the Year in the View is about. Can you just give us, give the audience?
I can give y'all the update. We had quite a year here at the Black Panther Party and the network of activists that are at the Black Panther Party. And we have teamed up this year with Crystal Muhammad, with Sister Falay, with Brother Talib Abdullah Bay out of Philly. And we're bringing about a few events. One in May, we have a major event and getting all the nationalities straight, getting all the information straight, a team up with the Morris Network and the Black Panthers in Philadelphia. We have Sister Filet bringing the Million Woman March. excuse me. The Million Woman March is going international. They'll be in D.C. We teamed up to support that. And we have our convention in New Orleans that's coming up December the 29, 30, and 31. So we've been just networking across the country. I do have my brother guest. I don't know if he's going to say it. I have a special guest online with me, Bam out of Bam Franklin out of Los Angeles. Are you there? Hey, Bam Franklin, are you there? Okay, okay, going once. Bam Franklin, Bam, Bam, Bam. Are you there? He should be there. If he's not there, he's going to be square. And he, the phone says he's there, and we're just trying to see. But anyhow, all of those that we have networked out throughout the year, has this prepared us to compete in 24? What is the state of the of We the People going in? That means the Moes and their brother Bilalian, Nubian, Negro, Black, Colored, and a whole list of names at the identity crisis of us, We the People. What is our condition going into 2024?
All right.
Are we ready to compete? Are we going to do a drive-by?
Yes.
That is the pertinent
Let me read this. I'm going to read this, and then we'll continue. This is the once again the upcoming conference, the Moorish American Governance Birth Nationality Claim Conference. This is something that I wrote last week, not the flyer, but this is I posted this on the Telegram, and this is I wrote the marketing of this Moorish National Political Unity Conference in May. Is facilitating a network of speakers, large-scale community outreach and education, fostering political unity among Moors, conscious and unconscious, and raising the international awareness of the mass dehumanization and subjugation of our people with the legal fictions of Black, Negro, Colored, and African-American, and Indian, as well as the centuries of European, the Spain, Portugal, France, England, Great Britain, Dutch Republic, the Netherlands, conquest and colonization of our Moorish land. So this network, the marketing itself of the conference is actually facilitating even more, a larger network and outreach, i.e. you, Sheik, all right? I.e. you, Sheik. Sister Dr. Truth, Dr. Truth's been with us for over a year. She almost a year and a half now. She came to our class, the Moroccan Prince School of Government International Law class, back in May of last year. So she in turn introduced me to you. And Dr. Truth is one of the speakers. And we're looking to bring you on too, Sheik, as one of the speakers of the conference. So this network is growing. You know, what I met Mata Kubu. And on Columbus Day of last year, so we've known each other for 14 months now, and what we have done, we have built a relationship over the past 14 months, and what we have done was that he had bringing his connections that he facilitated 5, 15, 20, 30, 40 years. And I bring in my connections I facilitated over the years, and we're actually merging them coalition with this conference. So this is, we're looking at a year in review. And we're looking at facilitating a stronger network. And by facilitating this in a political structure, you know, as we said, the name of the conference is the Moorish Governance, Birthright, and Nationality Claim Conference. So in the title itself, because the title features the Moorish nationality, there is a political platform. We're looking at the word governance. The word birthright, nationality playing conference. So, and we're bringing, once again, Matakubu's network as well as my network into this network and into this conference. Matakubu has the Roku, which he's had for over a year now, the Roku channel platform. I want Matakubu to go into that as we talk about the year in review, you know, about Sister Pukola Kusar Il. And she has, you know, expanding her network and her knowledge base. You know, so I want her, Pukola, Sister Pukola, to talk about her experience and her growth and development, you know, over the past few years. And she, Sister Pukola Kusar Il, is one of the panelists for the conference. So this is growing. So, Matakubu, I want you to talk about your connections and your expansion and where you see your Roku platform, you know, taking us, and particularly with this conference.
Tune the chair. Can you hear me? Udama
RPU live on Black Power Radio.
Udama RPU, a line of the new dawn. First, let me start with this verse. It's the line of the new dawn verse. It is time for the resurrection of the consciousness of man, a time when evil will be diminished, a time when the presence of the Most High will rise in all, and all will attest to the magnificence in one voice indeed. Udama'akiyo, line of the new dawn. I say that verse because the most important line in that verse is that evil will be diminished. In order for evil to be diminished, it has to raise its head so it can be cut off at the neck. And I say that to highlight the events of this past year, when everyone can bear witness to the raising of evil in a most despicable way. From the ending of last presidency to the continued assassination of people of color, to the wars on the ground in Al-Kibalon, where our people know not who they are, still suffering from the vestiges of the Berlin Conference of 1884-1885, to the desecration of the people of Palestine, to the continued usurping of the wealth of our people, to the inability of our people to recognize the clearness.
I'm going to interview for a minute. Brother Makubu, you're going to have to get in the center of your mic. Everybody has to mute up that's not speaking at the because some of your feedback is coming back, and then you're not coming crystal clear. You got to stay in the middle of your mic and speak loud and clear, and come on black.
How's this? Is this better?
It's somewhat better, yes, sir. Get it top in, center,
okay.
Speak loud and clear. Speak. Go ahead and rock that mic, beloved.
So, the recognition of the prophecy of self-discovery, which is the first commandment, know thyself. Our television network, the World Media Coalition, Jazz Lovers Television Network, first and foremost, the World Media Coalition came out of the 2016 election, and I spoke about this briefly last week, in an effort to do a media conference to analyze the propaganda narrative that put the last individual in office of the presidency of the United States. News and business is the platform for the World Media Coalition. Jazz Lovers Television Network is arts, culture, and entertainment. And not just the mind control entertainment that the media projects on our people through BET and Tyler Perry and Oprah Winfrey and those networks. The entertainment that we look to bring forth is cultural, spiritual, lifting humanity. Sunday, last week, we launched the Five Elements of Hip Hop Humanitarian Knowledge Global Ambassador Award Ceremony for the second year in a row at New Black Wall Street. That production was done to put on our local channel, which we will be opening up. The Roku platform will give us the opportunity to function on mainstream television, bringing our message to the world, and particularly giving the opportunity for the Moors and other entities that don't have a mainstream media platform to bring our truth to the world. The May 18th conference is going to be a live television production as well as international broadcast pay-per-view on our local platform. The national realm of that conference will include the Africa Kingdom Alliance, Friends of the African Union, and other NGOs and other organizations coming together to craft a document that will be presented to the International Criminal Court of Justice on behalf of our people. A unified structure that will lay the foundation and be the foundation. Kingdom good governance from a political nature to restore through post-millennium the natural birthright claim of our people as Moors so that going into the next 1,000 years, the foundation will be laid that will allow our people to stand on the world stage once again and reclaim to the world and claim to the world and project to the world the true nature of righteousness coming from the Moorish paradigm. So I also want to talk about the matriarchal arc of creation. The matriarchal arc of creation, the opening ceremony for this Moorish nationality and governance birthright claim conference, the opening ceremony will be a procession led by royalty. The woman is the mother of the nation. When you lift the woman, you raise the nation. I need to say that again. The woman is the mother of the nation. When you lift the woman, you raise the nation. Many of us ascribe to the Ankh. And the structure of the Ankh is such that the woman is on top. So the matriarchal arc of creation is a description in metal nature. It's not just something that sounds beautiful. The reality of the matriarchal arc of creation has been ascribed to the story of so-called Adam and Eve. When you look at the ark of Geb and Nut, Nut is the sky. It has a woman. That's the ark. Geb is the earth, depicted as a man. So Nut and Geb are ascribed to, in the biblical sense, as so-called Adam and Eve. So when you look at the matriarchal ark of creation, the opening ceremony is going to walk under that ark, led by Queen Amenatha, Millennium Queen, Queen Mother Amy Bell Olatunji, Queen Mother Dolores Blakely, led with the tabnashir, the drum. The drum, because in antiquity, the drum called the villages, called the people of the village together. That opening ceremony will be the spiritual ceremony announcing the arrival of the Moors on the world stage to address the International Criminal Court of Justice on concerning post-millennium. So the structure of the opening ceremony is to bring about a spiritual vibration, Udama Akuyu, a line of the new dawn. The lion is our consciousness. The new dawn is the resurrection of our consciousness, Udama Akuyu, the vibratory frequency of spiritual liberation. And I speak about vibratory frequency because the vibratory frequency, everything vibrates. Everything vibrates. And I take you to a book that was found in the Valley of Hebron over 2,000 years ago, the Kybalion or the Kybal Lion, the seven principles of the Kybalion. That book is more important than the Bible. The first principle of the seven principles of the Kybalion is mentalism, as in the divine, infinite intelligence of creation, mentalism. The second principle is rhythm. Thing has a rhythm. The third principle is polarity, the law of the opposites, fire, water, air, and earth. Everything has an opposite. But when you ask people what's the opposite of history, they struggle to tell you. Well, from my standpoint, the opposite of his story, which is two words, is myology. Mind for self and ology for the self, for the study of. Coming from the prophecy of self-discovery. Know thyself. Know thyself. Myself. My people. The fourth principle is correspondence. As above, so below. The fifth principle is vibration. Everything vibrates. And that vibratory frequency comes from the vortex, that which pushes the earth, the planetary vortex, that which pushes Undakim, the sun, the solar vortex. The planetary vortex alternates between light and darkness, pushing the earth. The solar vortex is all light. So suffice it to say, if the planetary vortex is pushing the earth at over 1,000 miles per hour, the solar vortex is pushing the solar orb, Undakim, the spiritual name of the sun, at over 2,000 miles per hour in opposite directions. So standing under the matriarchal arc of creation of Nut, the sky, upon Geb, the earth, you see the five children of Geb and Nut, so-called Adam and Eve. Heru-Ur, the youngest. Osa. Set. Set is the root word of Satan. Osa is the Abel in the Bible. Set is the Cain in the Bible. Orset, the wife and sister of Osar. Nebuhet, the wife and sister of Set, husband and wife. Tell you that the story of Cain and Abel was that Cain was jealous of his brother Osar, Abel. That's not the story. The jealousy was that Nebuhet wanted to have a child, and Cain was a barren seed. He cannot father children. Set is a barren seed. Satan is a barren seed. So when he killed his brother, it wasn't because he was jealous. It was because Nebuhet shapeshifted, looking like Oset, and slept with her brother Osar. And when he killed him, Oset gathered the body. He stole the body and cut the body up into 14 pieces. She could only find 13 pieces. So to tell you, 13 is an unlucky number, but if 13 were an unlucky number, then why would they give Jesus 12 disciples and he's the 13th? 13 is the number of resurrection. And the reason why she searched for the 14 pieces but could only find 13, she was given the Tekken Nu, the vision of the Tekken Nu. The Tekken Nu is the Tekken in the sky. Nu represents sky, the heavenly waters of Nu. So the Tekken Nu, the Tekken in the sky, the largest representation of a Tekken is the Washington Monument. And she fashioned the Tekken not as a phallic symbol. She fashioned the Tekken to complete the resurrection ceremony of Osar. To complete the resurrection ceremony of Osar, because Osar was the first resurrection. But here's the reality of what happened. After the Netzaruan in the chair saw that Set so viciously destroyed the body of his brother Osar, the Netzaru and the Nechir allowed Set to have a seed. To have a seed. Remember, Set was a barren seed. He couldn't father children. Through the grace and mercy of the Most High, they gave Set the ability to have a seed. And out of that seed, you have the Albions walking the face of the planet to this very day. Thereby, you have the chaos of Set as the god of this world following the path of destruction. That's why you have this chaotic and this verse that I shared with you to begin my speech, my talk, spoke about a time when evil will be diminished. We are in that time now, people. We are in that time now. And you see, no matter how many people go to church on Sunday, go to mosque on Sunday, go to mosque on Friday, go to synagogue on Saturday, you see no matter how much they talk about the God they believe in, it gets worse and worse and worse. And the only way to reconstruct the spirituality of the consciousness of righteousness is to open up under the arc of the matriarchal arc of creation so that the vibratory frequency of right is lifted up by the Moors, addressing the truth, the reclaiming through post-millennium of our righteous place on the planet. I yield.
Mata Kuvu, go into the, Pakola. I'm going to have Pakola. Sister Pakola.
As-salamu alaykum.
All right. So looking at the year in review, and we want to look at this conference and the impact that you see this conference having.
Is that for me or for Pakola?
That's for Pakola, and your experience with Pakola, your growth.
Pakola Kusar-Il, I would like to start with saying
you know, gratitude for the information, the insight that Brother Makakuvu had given, gratitude on that. I will say that that coming into the more, coming into knowledge of self, I'd already been on quite a journey of trying to understand self, and it was with my connection with more science that I understood that it helped connect all those dots that I had been, you know, lining up. I will tell you that I was not certain of my nationality. I didn't know that. I thought that I was Indian. My grandmother was on the reservation. I don't know. We have Cherokee and Black but from South Carolina. So I was on that kick of relating to my indigenous side and those misnomers. Through my studies in New York, the brothers there with a little enlightenment and a intuition. It gave me a whole new view.
Excuse me, we might got to mute their phone. What's that noise in the background? Got noise in the background. Mute the phone. Epicola.
So I was saying is that it gave me a whole new view of what situation I'm dealing with. I thought racism and everything else was my issue. Being mistreated, losing a $100,000 a year job at the hands of, you know, someone's pathologized. And so my exposure to the court system and the fact that I was told just, you know, leave it alone, and no one saw my plight. And I'm a single parent. At that time, I was a single parent. So, you know, my money mattered. And so because of me pursuing things, it led me to the knowledge of more science, and that this is not prejudice and not racism, as those are cloaks of what actually is happening here on the land of America, properly known as Morocco. So I personally started studies, and to get this, it was very it was very difficult because we do have a lot of indoctrination, information, reconstruction of our history. So unless one puts time in, it won't be clear. And I'm not saying that I'm 2020 on all of our history, but I'm pretty near there. I'm certain that we've got some birthright theft going on here on the land, and we've got misnomers. Through some studies, obviously, you know that black means civilly dead, or it also means civiliter mortuus, still points to civilly dead, according to what is written. So, as you know, they say, put it in a book, they won't read. Some of us are forging past that, and we are reading. And I have not been in school in a while, but I would tell you, with my master's degree, I should be mastering myself. So I'm on that journey and have been on that journey to understand what's going on here. And I do understand now that our ability to see past this illusion and collectively come together, and this conference that's coming up in May is the perfect platform through all angles of energy and divinity. It's coming together, and it still will be growing to come together. This is a platform where we will be looking at why political unity is necessary, and that the names and titles of which we're all familiar with, the AMBCs, the AMBCs, the African American, the black, the Negro, the colored, the Indian, and every single thing that they put out there for us to confuse our minds and to confuse us onto what land that we belong to. At this point, we're all Moors, geographically situated. You know, we may go up under another title, but what we're trying to correct is the division which was created. And so looking at the Shem Malachi Bay plan, it is a plan for all of us to consider sitting at the table, seeing that our potential to start our decolonization process, because at this point we all should know that we are very much ingrained in a colonial system that we have become comfortable with. And some people will remain comfortable and will even fight you so that they're not made discomfort. However, it's not correct. It's not right. It doesn't honor the ancestors and doesn't honor our higher self into who we are on this plane. So the conference that's coming up is going to be, as Makakufu mentioned, it's going to be with various leaders, leaders that are respected, leaders that are appreciated, leaders that have been out in this field way before us, you know, getting justice, fighting for justice around corners, down south, little towns, up north, little towns. So I want to say I never knew anything about the Black Panthers other than just heard the Black Panthers, and not knowing is part of our detriment. But knowing, and not knowing from somebody else's perspective, but knowing from one of us what it's about, I was very surprised and enlightened that the Black Panther wasn't just a so-called Black militant group that was, you know, slashing and burning every direction. That's the ludicrous story that's told, and not the beautiful cultivating energies that's been put into the communities and for the people. So I want to say that I, you know, have gained, again, through learning, a lot more respect for those forerunners that have been out here doing what they do. I will say that it gets, for some people, it could be a little worrisome to hear of the so-called Black Panthers as if they, you know, have no right to exist. However, I will tell you that I have 8 years active duty military time, Army time, plus about 3 years reserve time. And there, like they say in the good book, there's a time for everything, everything, you know, the time for peace and time for war. So I resonate with the brothers that are doing what they're doing, the way that they're doing it. And I will say that this, what has been presented with the Shem Malachi Bay plan, seems to be a route that has been not sojourned. It is a route that we never heard of unless you're in the legal field, the paralegal field, or I should say the field of jurisprudence. We wouldn't know that there is politics that they're doing on us. So as some of the studies go, we can do battle, or we can do battle on paper. For me, right now, this appears to be a gleaming plan for our liberation. We are colonized. We are subjugated on our own land. And everything in between, all the other speakers have probably said it, and it is true. We are not in control of our own destiny, in which the Shem Malachi Bay plan is a plan where it is to make awareness to our people who they are based upon the documents the documents, meaning treaties, prior treaties with the Sultan of Morocco in the various dominions with the European powers. Once we understand that treaties exist, and anyone that purchased the Moors and Masonry book 1 and 2, you will be highly educated and you will be fast-tracked in a lot of information that lies between the pages, which is never going to be taught in the John D. Rockefeller education system. You will never get it unless you come out of their way of learning and learn for yourself what is documented that the ancestors would have left for us to know what enlightened path that we could go. So, yes, there is existing treaties that are lined up in this book, these manuals, for anyone that is in doubt. There's no sense in not knowing. The treaties prove what the relationship was, and they breached treaties. They breached agreements. And so, therefore, taking these issues to the International Court of Justice or the World Court for revision of sovereignty, for restoration of a collapsed nation state, returning us back to the family of nations. You're not a nation. There is no nation on the planet known as a black nation. There are black people who are misnomered. They're not black people. People belong to nations, and people have nationalities, and people have a motherland that they come from. But when you're colonized, you will not know from which land you come from. So the plan, the Malachi Bay plan, will be discussed at the conference. It is a way for everyone to get some erudition and education and help connect those dots and come together in respect, mutual respect and peace, and not war with one another, because it's plenty of that. And I can assure you, before the presence of the Europeans and whatever else title they go by, and it's a whole bunch of titles that they rightfully own, we would have had division, dissension amongst ourselves that we need to understand could exist. But if we are willing to work together with this, we could at least get rid of some of the problem of being in this land, controlling this land, controlling the resources of this land and other lands. And so therefore, you know, I just wanted to say that, yes, I came full circle with knowledge of more science and the importance of walking away saying that, hey, I'm from Africa, or Kebelon. Some people would say with the maps the way they are, you're in Northwest Africa. But at this point, we're speaking of what is keeping us from being recognized by any old and existing nations. They will not recognize the nation of a black nation. They will not recognize that. I was told that because of issues of individuality and going to the world court to deal with situations as a black person who has had their rights violated, it doesn't fit the framework, because a nation to a nation, they deal in diplomacy, nation to nation diplomacy, representation of the people collectively. So to come as an individual, as we know, our folks go into these court systems and they go as an individual. They go to try to enforce the treaty as an individual. But there is a protocol of diplomacy and representation that's necessary to interface with the international community and to be heard. So our people don't understand that because they haven't gotten until this vein of study. And so for us, some of us who knows some portions of this, we're trying to let this ring. We're trying to let this knowledge ring, reach the shores, reach overseas. We're trying to let people know we have a plan of action and we need the cooperation of each other so that we can activate this plan. Leaders, if you're hearing me, if you're out there, if you've got skill sets, you should be coming in to give support to the other leaders that are trying to help lead the masses. So the Sim Malachi Bay plan is what I'm helping to enforce. The event in May, I'm in it, body, soul, mind, and finances. We're hoping that the word get out and so that we can, you know, address our issues that are here through a diplomatic method, first and foremost, through declaration of nationality, so that we could be unified. So I want to say the brother says black power, and some of us know the other side of that. But I would tell you, black power and mo power makes a unified power. With that, I yield.
All right. We'll have Sim Malachi Bay on shortly. Yes, yeah, so this is, I want to press the phrase, we the people, so we can provide clarity on that. And that we the people is used, it's the repository of the collective sovereignty of the people. We want to be clear, we don't want to misconstrue that we are United States citizens. You know, it would be European freemen groups will push the we the people, though that would apply. The Moroccan Empire, our mother is in the hospital. On analogy, our mother is in the hospital, and she's been in a coma for 200 years. I mean, a coma is a prolonged state of unconsciousness. I'm going to give the political application of what I'm to the analogy. That is a collapse, a temporary collapse. Dismemberment, this integration of a state. So we have lost our more sovereignty. The only way that the term we are people would apply if we reorganize to government structure would be the collective sovereignty of the people vested in a body politic. Say we the people, but we're not united politically. That term we the people would not apply. That's what that means. That when you say we the people, that we are united in government structure, all right, in a constitutional where we would have a Moorish National Constitutional Convention. You know, we would have a caucus first, and we would select, you know, we would select delegates to convene, as showing the political process, a caucus. We select delegates to convene at a National Constitutional Convention. And you have the convention, you have the drafting of the Constitution that you would hold ratification convention. So the Constitution signed by the delegates, take back and have point and structure, and it would be procedures that were drafted at the Constitutional Convention for ratification of the Constitution. And you would have a ratification convention, and that would be ratified and then put into force, and that would be the process of recovering our lost more sovereignty. The Sim Malachi Bay's plan the proposal, his proposal, is to facilitate a various Moorish body politics and so forth. And this is where the conference comes in. This is where the conference comes in. And Mata Kubu's Roku platform, the World Jazz Media channel, where we facilitate worldwide awareness into what we're doing. We have to bring the eyes and ears of the world, continuation of Spanish, French, English, Dutch, British, and colonization of our land, the mass denationalization and dehumanization of the Moors under the legal fiction black, Negro, colored, Indian, and African-American. So this is our plight. We have a plan of action. And in the proposal with Shem is to facilitate the unity. We have the proposal would be the Moorish Imperial Parliament Council. And the Moorish Imperial Parliament Council would be made up of various heads of Moorish body politics, duly elected through due process, whereby they will send their certificate of election to the, they will be, come with their certificate of election from their political body. They assigned what's called a instrument known as the Treaty of Liberty, which is an agreement, a due understanding, due process, understanding political legitimacy. Under the principles of due process and political legitimacy, sign an agreement known as the Treaty of Liberty, indicating to the world that we have formed an official national governing body in a provisional or temporary capacity, and that shows our agreement there. And I say provisional, it cannot be permanent. No Moorish nobody can form a permanent national government without the millions of our people. You can't do it. You cannot form a permanent national Moorish government with 500, 10,000. If it was 10,000 conscious Moors, you can't do it. Why you say, Abdullah? 10,000 out of 10 million. Let me see, what's the percentage? 10,000 in the 40 million unconscious Moors. We got 10,000, 40 million unconscious Moors. So instead, a permanent. So there's, where's the national constitutional, where's the national elections of these? It would have to be a provisional. And in the provisional state of teaching political science, in a provisional capacity, you would write out a structure that the world would know that this government body politic would form in a two or three year period as a provisional, in the provisional state. And while in the provisional state, we will be facilitating it, we'll have a budget. Where we will facilitate the education and national, the widespread, large-spread community outreach and education of our people. The world will, we will get respect of the world. But if you come like national Moorish government from Russia, who knows what I know, or Japan, or China, or England, who knows what I know, I don't want to see. No. No, we're not. We don't want to see no officials, nothing. We don't want to know who's this president of that. We don't want to know that. Give me your certificate of elections. Let me see your certificate of election. No, we don't want to know who's president of this. We don't want to know that. No, we don't want to know that. They don't. If you don't have a principle built into principle of due process, and that due process in elections, that means that you won't have safeguards and due process principles built in measures
people that with you. What I'm doing, what Shem knows, and what he's facilitating is sustainability and founded in due process, political legitimacy. Continue to use platforms that teach the principles for sustainability. I yield. We have Mata Kubo. I want you to talk about the Attica Kingdom Alliance. How you connected me with the Attica Kingdom Alliance.
Through the chair, Udamaki, your Kingdom Alliance. Of over 750 kingdoms from Al-Kibalon, whose roots go back to ancient Kush, Punt, and Kemet. Kingdom good governance has stated specifically that the diaspora inhabitants can align themselves with the kingdoms of their ancestors as opposed to claiming territory designated by the boundaries of the Berlin Conference of 1884-1885, meaning that you're claiming Ghana, Nigeria, or Sudan, South Sudan, as a territory, as an identity. No. The recognition of your bloodline from a kingdom, Kingdom of Numidia, or the ancient kingdoms. Hannibal was a Moor from Numidia. So the bloodline is distinguished not by an artificial boundary of a de facto European state, but the bloodline is defined by the recognition of the ancient kingdom from whence one is derived. Even in Amexum, which comes out of the Moorish Empire, Amexum. The Attica Kingdom Alliance, of which I'm a royal ambassador at large, His Excellency Abdullah Bey, royal ambassador. I was introduced to the Attica Kingdom Alliance through royalty from Mono Motapa. Mono Motapa is the ancient name of modern-day so-called South Africa. Her Royal Highness, Princess Shepi, contacted me and said, "Brother, the Tears of Love, Pilgrimage to the Americas of IDO, the Attica Industrial Development Organization, is putting together a delegation to come to the Caribbean and to the United States." This is back in 2022, April of 2022. The sister contacted me, Princess Shepi from Mono Motapa. And she asked me if I could get Muabdid from the Numai indigenous theocratic Moorish kingdom to be part of the welcoming committee for this delegation. And I immediately took it to him in April. And I got back in touch with Her Royal Highness Princess Shepi and asked for her to give me some contact info, people to communicate with to facilitate And she did. She gave me Professor Gershon Williams from out of Arizona. She also referred me to Kamsi Isudu from out of Guyana, Ambassador Isudu. And we had a series of conference calls on Zoom, and I brought the new Maya Indigenous Theocratic Moorish Kingdom and Muad'Dib into the fold. We had a series of conversations. I also asked Gershon Williams to be a part of a television production in which I could introduce Gershon Williams to the Numa Theocratic Indigenous Moorish Kingdom coming out of Georgia. Prior to that, I was a royal ambassador for Atmorium, and I initially reclaimed my nationality through the Moorish Permanent Mission with His Excellency Nakim Bey, who will be speaking at the conference as well.
Absolutely.
So moving forward.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry.
But that's it. You see, we've got a rack of speakers to get in a short period of time, beloved. We enjoyed your presentation and all that you have said. We have absorbed and taken from it, and hopefully we will spread this so that all of us will be together as one Moorish nation, because we're building a nation with expansionism, annexing, and building up. We're building up. Once the people have bottomed out, there is no direction to go but up, and we learn how to live. We've never been survivalists, but that's it. We've got a few. I think the first was, I think Brother Black Lightning had a man that had a case, a man that was just executed, and I believe Shreveport. We're going to bring him forward so that we can move this along and get some of the speakers up. We got the Queen Mother, the speaker for the spiritual advisor for the Black Panthers is on, and there are a dozen more. But let's get this started and get it rolling in the right direction. I hope we have Black Lightning. Black Power, we have Black Lightning on. Black Power, is he there?
It all depends on who asked you.
Y'all
need,
this is sure.
Is it a bill collector? Is it a bill collector?
Brand new sheriff.
I'm sorry. I never
power.
Heard of him.
Black Power.
Black Power. I am.
Black Power. Black Power.
The code word. A black revolutionary.
Yeah.
I am a black revolutionary. And we got Brother Carlos on the line out there and Brother LaBelle on the line out there. Namesake of our Queen Mother's LaBelle that was slain.
I got him. I know one of them is on that 4141. Okay. Let's see, who do we have at 414-414 at 526-526, you're live. You can talk black to us. Is that Brother LaBelle or Brother Carlos?
I believe
it's Carlos?
Brother Carlos.
Carlos, go ahead, brother. Wake it up.
Yes. Hi, how are you today? Hello, everybody.
Hey,
Black Power.
I'm currently in the Black Power. I'm currently I'm trying to advocate and get with a righteous group. You know, I'm a cub learning, but I'd like to open with sharing out my current situation here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I would like to share that child trafficking remains a global issue and poses a grave threat to the well-being to the most vulnerable in society, with an estimated over 27 million victims in America alone, according to the U.S. State Department. I would like this opportunity to bring your attention to another form of child trafficking that has not been mentioned this evening, and that is through the very agencies that are entrusted to protect our kids. I am talking about the Department of Health and Human Services through the Child Protective Agencies. There are approximately 7,000 children in foster care right here in Wisconsin, in which children of color represent the majority. Between 2003 to 2012, there were 3,485 deaths of children in foster care in America. Foster care is meant to be a safe respite for children, being harmed, not being harmed, by their parents. Yet, the assumption among the public and some scholars and practitioners is that placement in foster care is inherently harmful and rarely, if ever, justified, according to Busso ETL 2019, Frank Funk Meyer 2019. With that said, I'm living proof that Wisconsin DHHS CPS mission of keeping children with their parents has not been the desired goal, but only known by them. March 2020, my son was removed from his mother's home in Waukesha, and I was refused placement. Instead of my son being placed with me in Milwaukee, CPS filed a TPC, placed him in a foster home, and filed a CHIS against the mom, and somehow transferred it on to me. I've spent countless hours, months, and years in and out of courts to get my son, only to meet up against opposition. CPS set out to defame, destroy, and diminish every aspect of my life and existence, including but not limited to relationships with my mental health providers, my home, my job, my community, and the legal system. What was my infraction, you may ask? Nothing but asking for my child, keeping me from my constitutional 14th Amendment right to parent. Since my son's removal, a 15-month CHIPS against the mom has turned into a four-year battle for me. My son has been trafficked through a foster home for 16 months, kinship care for 24 months, and eventually returned to the home, where today mom is still not able to meet his need. Yet I was even proven through the court, but instead of giving me my child, DHHS CPS has saddled me with rams of court papers and insurmountable amount of debt for foster care, and which was never necessary or justifiable. Look at this. I have stacks of paper, over 30 court cases, and the appearances that I have been involved with in 4 years, and which the average person will never see in a lifetime. And I am still fighting for my father's right. I am beginning to believe that my son has been used as a cash app to aggrandize and enrich others involved in the supposedly care and interest of my son. I have reached out to CPS, defense attorneys, Wisconsin civil rights, aldermen, government, state representatives, juvenile, civil and appellate courts, FBI, DOJ, among others. And you know what I did? I'm sorry, but we can't assist you. No one is willing to look into this manifestation of injustice or removing and trafficking my child. And I can only imagine how many more fathers that are going through the same or similar experience, because I have a son and I have friends that are also fighting in Wisconsin for their rights as fathers. In summation,
and with that point
because
made,
I
right,
can get
right there, beloved, with that point made, let's see if there are other is Lavelle, let me see who's on the 414-429. Who's live at 414-429?
That would be my missus, 414-338.
Okay, we're looking forward for one more that we can add. I can't find the other 414. We're going to have to get someone else to get him. And let's see if we can get all the lines open that's talking. We've got Black Lightning. We've got Carlos. Who else is out there, Black Lightning? Let's see. All right.
Black Power.
We had a few others. But when you got an echo, you got a comment echo and talk directly into the mic, sir. Got to kill whoever's got background.
I was saying, no. Oh, we do have
directly into the mic, sir.
Oh, hello. Sorry.
Okay, go right ahead and drop it like it's out of year in review. Go.
Yes, sir. We have the year in review, and there's so much to review. It would take all night. We would take Sunday and Monday of this week and next week and from years to come. Ha! And just to get into fine detail. But I'll pick out a few, and I do like I usually do. We do ping pong with y'all. I hope y'all can keep up. But I would say from Ahmaud Arbery to, of course, George Floyd and Mike Brown and all of our slain, but not to mention the young man who was shot 9 times in Virginia, who we went up there for. The police said they thought the phone, he had a house phone in his hand, thought it was a gun. I'm going to just breeze through him real quick. And then the young man who was jogging in Norman, Oklahoma, down there in Tornado Alley.
So long.
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, okay. And the brother that was jogging in Norman, Oklahoma, down there, and the white man cut him off, had his 11-year-old kid in the car with him. And cut him off while in his car while he was jogging. And so when the brother walks over to confront him, he shoots him down live and living a bold ass white supremacy. And what they say, they deem that the white man was all of a sudden a psychiatrist, and he could figure out that this black man had a mental issue, therefore he had the right to shoot and kill him. And let's move on down to Keisha Tate, sister who was gunned down in South Carolina down there in Gaffney by her neighbor, who said he was only practicing to shoot, but happened to be drinking, and it ricocheted off the tree, but there was no tree in the vicinity for it to ricochet off of, because I was the first one on the scene to see it live and live in blackness and this cold-blooded white supremacist fashion that it was done. And they immediately moved his case from some minor charge to murder.
It was some sort of manslaughter. Yeah.
Manslaughter to murder. And it's like, okay. And by the time you get home and cool your heels, here it is, Miss Tate. Our spiritual advisor, Queen Mother Reese, her beloved son is down in the Spartanburg Detention Center, and they excessively tase him until he's no longer here. And I'll get my brother from Shreveport back on the line. He was just saying that there was a young man in Shreveport, Louisiana, just tased to death by the police as well. So those are just a few things I try to breeze through real quick so everybody else have a chance to lock and load on it. But there's so many more. By the time I get on there, I'm going to think of what I forgot to tell y'all. But one main thing, don't want to forget this, Black Power Radio, got to keep the wheels on the steel until the wheels fall off. And the only way to do that is by contributions from the listening public, and that's and we do have to get to the front lines, to our people. And I know they don't think we just magically appear, and I know they don't think that we some revolutionaries that's rich or something. You know, we the grassroots revolutionaries. You know, the real ones that's really pulling out our own pocket and you know, digging deep. And you know how we always say, don't give until it hurts, just give until it helps. We give until it hurts sometimes. But we don't complain about it, you know. I mean, not to y'all. I might tell a comrade or two that my electric is a little bit high and behind, and every time you pay the payment, is just making up for the payment that you missed. But now there's another payment coming in right behind. And I always want to say this. If you have the youth, and we don't call them kids, our children, our youth, if you have the youth depending on you and looking up to you, you might be the only father figure that they have, you know. Their father might be in jail somewhere, or their father might be ran off, you know. It ain't easy being a black man in America, you know. So I'm just saying, or maybe they just didn't have it, you know what I'm saying, for whatever reason. So now that you've walked in the door with this new black power thing, and they learn how to pull up their pants then learn how to stop shooting in the backyard, and let's go to the range where we can get this going, and you ain't got to worry about looking over your shoulder, you know. I teach you how to light matches with that joint, you know. Have the 9 in one hand and the 45 in the other, you know what I'm saying? When you unload to that joint, drop that and go for the shotgun. Ha-ha! And like I say, they don't believe it, but I believe them little pellets can clear a goddamn room. Ha! You know what I'm saying? Plugs okay. The pellets to do the trick. But our year in review, like I say, leads down to Black Power Radio being on, and that leads me to what I was going to say, which is hit the Cash App, which is $77Baker. $77Baker. If I didn't put it in the Facebook Live yet, I don't think, but somebody put it in the Facebook Live chat for me. That's $77Baker. I know Dr. Umar is probably just getting his inkblend pen out. So Dr. Umar, Efetunde, salute, brother. Always holding the line. And that's And that's capital letter, 77Baker. B-A-K-E-R-S, Black Power. I'll land on that. So
Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power.
That's right. We've got Kate DeWalt. Kate DeWalt is the other update on 2023 from Brother Kate DeWalt, and Queen Mother will follow him. Go right ahead. Kate DeWalt, followed by the Queen Mother, our spiritual advisor. Black Power? Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power.
Yes, sir. Black Power.
Those brilliant words what the sister had spoke about early, and it was definitely in the times where the evils are against us as a people. But best believe, sister, those times is going to come to an end real soon. And if I had any power to speed it up, I'd speed it up as soon as possible. We definitely need a united front to combat any aggression toward our people. And we must teach our people about the ignorance that the, with this system. Because, you know, I can just go into a situation that, you know, happened to me in my family as far as my brother being a person that has mental psychological problems, and he lands himself in a situation to whereas he went to prison and turned to a situation that could only served as like 18 months, it turned into 17 years with him being behind the prison walls. So I understand how this system actually works, but we need to put all our people together like we're doing right now and combat these situations. But with that, I yield with Black Power.
Black Power. Can we thank Kay DeWalt coming out of North Carolina in that Carolina region for sharing all that he shared. Black Lightning was able to bring forth the case on Lavelle Lane earlier in the program. And we have the Queen Mother, the mother of Lavelle Lane, online, and we'd like to get your undivided attention on her as well. And so we're bringing that to the surface, and let's see what we have on 718. I'm hoping, let me see. Let me see, we may have to get her on that other line. But as we are growing, the more we know, the more we'll grow. Let's see. I don't know if we can get her back to the line. Let's see. Someone else was in the – oh, boy. Somebody was in the slot here to go at 702. 702-401. Are you there? 702-401. Go ahead. Go right ahead.
This is 702.
Give us your name and where you're calling in from.
I'm sorry. My name is Dorothy Turner, and I'm calling in from Las Vegas, Nevada. I am the mother and the grandmother. I'm the grandmother of Carlos Manuel, and I'm the grandmother of his son that CPS has kidnapped and trafficked. But today I'm just only here as an observer. I yield.
I mean, thank you so much, Queen Mother, for coming in from Vegas tonight. So we got the whole country lit up tonight. Last one, I think it's 515-515-815. You're actually live right here on Black Power Radio with Brother Talib Abdullah Bay is working in it. Brother Makubu is doing his piece here in New York. I'm here in Washington.
Black Light is in the suburbs, and we're just rocking the mic tonight for 23, raising up 24, 515, you're live. Let's see. Can we get 515 to the mic? At 515, might have
hello?
Hit you twice, me twice. Go ahead, go right ahead.
Hi. Hi. Hello.
If you're there, you have to speak loudly right into the mic, sir.
Yes.
Welcome
hello.
To Black
yes.
Power
this
Radio.
Is Jermaine. Yes. Good evening. Yes. Hello, everyone. This is Jermaine out of Shreveport, Louisiana. Again, I want to speak about just really quickly about the gentleman that was tased to death this morning as he was running from the police. This is the second. This is what God. Maybe this has to be over the 10th one in just this year alone. Just in a 2-week period. And he was running, no gun, again, and for them trying to get him to be in compliance, they pulled out the taser and case, and he goes into medical distress. Then eventually they call themselves supposedly, allegedly, trying to revive him. So you know how that always goes to be. And then now he dies in custody. So at the beginning, we're not understanding is how in the world, what was even the taser needed for it to begin with? So that's the question there. So, yeah. That's all.
Okay. Let's see. So you're clear at this point? Let me see. Okay. And so all of this is going on in Shreveport. We're trying to see what it's going to take to get a team over there to Shreveport. I don't know if we want the Queen
right.
Mother back. Did we have the Queen Mother back at 718? We got 718. Did we get the Queen Mother at 718? 781. Are you there? You meant to push mute twice. Are you there? Let's see, Queen Mother, are you live?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
You're loud and clear. And
can you?
You're live on Black Power Radio. We'd like you to tell us your 2023 and what we're doing at 2024. Come on. Power to the people.
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power. Hey, hey, hey.
Black
hey.
Power.
How are y'all?
Black Power.
Finding yourself. Black Power.
Peace and love.
We are Black.
Black Power.
Yes, yes, I was listening. I was listening, but we got disconnected.
Yeah.
I want to bid peace and blessings to each and everyone on the line. Thursday, for those who know and who don't know, you know, my son was killed here in South Carolina, Spartanburg, in the detention center. My son, LaBelle Lane, he had schizophrenia back October the 2nd of 2023. And we've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. It's December now, 2024. We've been waiting on the footage of his pickup and the intake and the 4 hours and 47 minutes him being detained through Spartanburg detention. And we've been waiting on that footage, the video. And Thursday, I got a call from my lawyer saying that the people have released the footage. The justice system has released the footage to my lawyer. So the footage is in the hands of my lawyer, and they want to set up a date. Now, I want to explain when I finish telling about the date to the plight of this video of my son's last hours on this earth. Finally, is in our hands. Now, my stance on this, me as a mother, as a human, I'm torn. You know, I've always been proactive about getting this footage. Now that I have it excessively, you know, I'm torn about whether I want this to view it or not. Because back in February, my next to the oldest daughter, who now lives in Colorado, and my youngest daughter, who lives down here in South Carolina with me, they went to view 20 minutes of the footage of his detainment. And, you know, I never asked what it contained, the information that the video has been released. I asked my two daughters the other day, a couple of days ago, you know, what was the details of it. So the oldest one, Roxanne, she said, I went in to view the footage, because I didn't go inside the building. When they offered us the 20 minutes of the footage, I didn't even go. I went to the SLED office, but I didn't even go inside. I sat outside because I wasn't ready for that, because it was too fresh. Okay. So the youngest one, she told me a little bit. But my oldest daughter, who's 41, she said, she's next to the oldest. I have one more older than her. But she's the one that went to view the 20 minutes footage, which they allowed us to see. She said, Mom, she said, I went in to stand for you because I'm his sister. And I didn't want you to have to endure that. She brought up the slavering, the George Floyd case. She said, Mom, I viewed that. The whole country viewed that. And he wasn't any relation to me. And that disturbed me tremendously. She said, now, I viewed my brother. Now, people don't know. The ones that don't know, they gave my son, like I said, my son had a mental illness. He had schizophrenia. They gave my son a mental medication, which was called Aristada. They gave him, my son weighed 156 pounds. They gave my son 1,064 milligrams of this Aristada drug. They shot him in his buttocks and in his shoulder. Now, I have a psychiatrist, a professional psychiatrist with psychiatry. He's been in psychiatry for Florida. He's been in psychiatry for over 40 years. He said that was enough for three people, that dosage. So a reaction to this Aristada is muscle spasms, sweating profusely, hallucinations, just spiraling down. Basically, the conclusion is spiraling down mentally. That's the reaction to that medication. So LaBelle was going through those motions. Instead of taking him to the hospital, they took him to the detention center. He was walking in the roadway, number one, which isn't a crime, and they picked him up. Someone made a call, a 911 call to the police and said it was a man in the roadway, and they came and picked him up. And they knew who he was because they had gave him this medication on September the 29th. On October the 2nd, in those 48 hours, him spiraling down, they picked him up walking in the roadway and took him to the detention center instead of taking him to the hospital. They tased my son five times. So with all of that being said, all of this should be on the footage. Now, bringing it up to the conclusion, my decision is whether I want to view that or whether I don't. Now, the decision is solely up to me, my husband and I, because I have a spouse, which I've been married to him. We've been married for 43 years. So I'm he, and he is I. So we're together. We're one. So I'm, you know, from last year to this year, you know, it has come to fruition. Well, the ball now is basically in my court. What I'm going to do, and I'm contemplating, I'm going to pray about it, and that's where it lies. You know, so that's my update. I wanted to let you know that the footage of Lavelle's 4 hours and 47 minutes has finally been released to those that's been with me from the beginning of this ride and those who have joined in now. And I'm not going to say it's complicated or complex, but to a degree it is. Because me being his mom, you know, I had this elderly lady. My husband gets on this prayer line. He a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ. But to each his own. But I'm just speaking about me, myself, and I have a senior saint, Mother Kilgore. She lives in New Orleans, I believe. She says to me the other day, she says, Mr. Reese, she said, your son is dead and you buried him. She said, now I understand you are never going to get over that. She said, but you have to be at the point where you go to the next level now. She said, the next level is for you to fight for justice for him because you can't bring him back. And she asked me to please don't charge it to her heart and please don't take it as robbery that I'm trying to take my grief and my pain away from what happened to my boy. She said, but you have to go to the next level of this thing. She said, now it's fighting time. She said, you just buried him and he's deceased. You know, God brought him here, and God brought him back with him. Let the dead bury the dead, basically, in other words. So I took that in consideration because it's been over a year that I've been contemplating and fighting with this daily because I don't know who on this line, but it's it hit different when you have to bury a child, especially when it's not a natural death. You know what I mean? It just hit different. You know, we all have death come to our family members one way or the other, regardless of age or sex. That's why I am. That's why I am. I just wanted to give you the update about Lavelle and about where I am. You know, the fight, it is what it is.
Please don't give up the fight. Don't give up the fight. Go ahead.
Brother Akbar, excuse me. You carried my son's casket. You stopped your life,
ma'am.
And you came to my rescue and was by my side. You and the other Congress, the Black Panthers, and I hold y'all deeply rooted in my heart. So that's, you know,
thank
that goes without saying. You and I conversate. May not do it on a regular daily basis, but you already know who I am. You already know. Just like I know your demeanor. You know
yes,
I ain't
ma'am.
Giving up. You already know that.
Absolutely not. And she has undergone so much duress from the system and so much deviant behavior, so much deception from the sheriff and his administration, namely a wooden tooth sheriff in Spartanburg, South Carolina, named Chuck Wrongright. They call him right. I see him wrong, and he ain't never been right. And her husband, Mr. Beach, and all of that. Family. I've met all their family members. They are all vigilant. They are all supportive, and they're keeping the Queen Mother in the right spirit to fight for justice for her son, Lavelle Lane. And we here at Black Power Radio, we here at the Black Panther Party, will never give up the fight for justice for Lavelle Lane. And we're standing forthright with our beloved sister, the spiritual advisor, Black Panther Party National Spiritual Advisor, the Queen Mother Beverly Lane. We will always be in our hearts, and she will always be a spokesperson for us.
Bless
her
heart.
and the righteous and the right, and bless you. You know that that God can do nothing but bless you. And he humbled you and got you in the spirit to fight the right fight. And we're so happy to hear the footage has been released and everything and the divine intervention will be released to bring justice for LaBelle Lane. I thank you so much for taking your extremely tied up schedule and many times busy schedule and dealing and managing with your family. If all your daughters and sons, all of the family, the greetings of Assalamu Alaikum and Black Power, power to we the people. And we know they'll be there in the middle of the road for you. Okay. And God bless you and the family.
Yes, sir. Can I let people know, the ones that don't know, that was my second child. I have nine children. He was number seven. I have five daughters and four sons that I birthed on this earth. He was my seventh child.
Yes, ma'am.
And I land my plane on that.
Yes, ma'am. And that's a good landing. And we thank you. We did have the youth ministers, I think, right behind you. If he's still there in the queue, a youth minister at 23 years old in Baltimore, Maryland. We have our youth minister and his year, his capture of the youth situation, the year 2023. And, man, he has I know he has a laundry list. I don't know if he's there with us, but we're looking to find Chairman Will. Chairman Will, our national youth minister, is out there on the front lines in Baltimore. Welcome. Please mute up if you're not. Chairman Will, please mute your phone. Please mute yourself. I don't want to go through and mute everybody, so you got to mute up.
Everybody,
okay.
If you're live.
Power to the people. Black power. Power to Brother Will.
Black power.
Too much noise in the line. Everybody mute up, please.
Yeah, Black power, Black family.
Black power.
I'm not going to speak. Not going to speak for too long. I'm a little tired from working. But,
Black power.
But the things that I've been organizing in Baltimore and in our community is trying to get people with the trades together. Because, you know, back in the 70s, you know, they took the trades out of the schools. So I feel like we need to organize the trades back so we can start building up our institutions and start organizing that way. So we can actually show the people we got infrastructure and something to give to them. So for all the youth out there, you know, not all youth is going to trade school or even trying to get their CDL, but we should get them to start doing that. Of course, we need people to go to college, but we don't need all of them to go to college like they're doing right now and getting all that debt and still nothing's being built. Or at least it's not being built by us. So I would encourage everybody to try to find people that has a trade, that's an electrician, that do HVAC construction, and let's get the building, man. It's time to show the people that, you know, we're not all talk, man. We need to start building some infrastructure and start getting our land and really start to put our words into action. And I land my plane. Black power.
Black power, black power. So now we're right there at the point of Brother Bay giving all of his information. It'll be shutting down shortly. So anybody out of the Morris Network, did we miss anybody that we were supposed to text? Anybody that haven't said it, now it's time to bring it to the mic before Brother Bay comes.
Brother Bay.
Hello.
Brother Vail,
okay,
speak up, brother.
That's Brother LaBelle that we were speaking to earlier.
Okay, come on, LaBelle.
Oh, hey, y'all. Yeah, this is LaBelle out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Milwaukee County. And I'm just a spectator. I'm here listening there for Mike.
Okay. I think LaVell, I don't know if his line faded, but he's not used to being on the radio all the time. But LaVell, did you have a mic situation or another situation?
You said a mic situation?
Yes, I just wanted you to, let me see, did you have a little bit to explain or you just wanted to say hi to the people?
I just wanted to listen. I say hi to the people. I intend to, visit again, so, and tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I want to explain to you all that Brother Lavelle has gone through extreme changes with the system there in Milwaukee. And we're reaching out, Black Panther Party is reaching out to be supportive of Brother Lavelle. And they're trying to just rob him of his family and his rights and his dignity is being stepped on. But he's a strong soldier, and he's going to soldier up with the Black Panther Party. And we're going to make a difference in Milwaukee and in Dane County, Madison, and Clearwater, and Eau Claire, Wisconsin, by the university. And we're real familiar with those areas, Wisconsin and Illinois and Iowa, and how they mistreat our people there in those areas. And we have to stand up with them, and we stand by them and with them. And we have to check some of those beer-bellied sheriffs and some of those administrators to the services that are rendered. And there's criminal neglect going on in Milwaukee of we the people, and we stand against it, and we'll be checking it, and we're going to bring about a revitalization in the communities. And Brother Will, our youth minister, is going to help us. Black Lightning is going to help us, and our justice minister is going to help us. And we thank you so much, everyone, that joined us tonight. And we have big work in 2020. And you damn Skippy on the peanut butter jar. We're ready for 2024. We're competing in 2024, socially, spiritually, politically, physically, in business, in industry, in organic farming, and every ideal of human interest, down every avenue of human endeavor, we'll be there, the Black Panther Party, working to team up our people and to work with us to bring about a better future for our children. It's not known for what me and you and what I do, but what we leave in place as an institution to service our future generations. And this is where we stand today as Black Panther Party. And I will yield my mic and allow our brother Bay's network of Demos will take us on into the close.
I believe Brother out of Shreveport was trying to get in too.
He got in and said that there was someone executed in Shreveport. What else has happened, Brother Jermaine? You're still there. Is Jermaine in? Or Jermaine did explain it, and we'll be getting Black. I've got his number. And we'll be going in the Shreveport. We're all going to New Orleans on December 29, 30, and 31. Every Black pastor will be, we'll be right there in New Orleans, Louisiana to bring the year in. We've got a whole bunch of folks going to Philadelphia for May. We'll be in Philadelphia for the main event with the Morris Network. Will be there in Philly, the New Yorkers, the D.C., the Atlanta, the Los Angeles, believe it or not, Los Angeles will be there, Chicago, and it just expanded so big that we just don't know how to explain all the stuff. Sister Filet is doing the Million Woman. The Million Woman is coming on an international move to Washington, D.C. So there's so much expansionism and so much Panther work out there that just, man, it's never ending. It's plenty of work for everybody. Just fall in or you can fall out. But we're going to do the work and we'll be on top of the ground with people sound black boots and black and brown on the goddamn ground. And we're doing what we can do to make a difference in lives of we the people. As I yield my mic out to the Morris Network and let them take us to the close. Power to the people. So in the short time,
all right.
Power to the people. Where we at?
Power to the people.
Peace, brother. Thank you again. I'm looking forward to meeting you, brother.
Tomorrow at eight. Before you go, brother, we want to go tomorrow at eight. We'll be right back here at Black Power Radio at 8 p.m. on Monday, October. This is December the 11th, and we'll be there at 8 p.m. with a dynamic show. And the Moors will also be here tomorrow. So power to we the people, Brother Tyler Bay. Power to people.
Yeah, thank you again, brother. Looking forward to meeting you here in Philadelphia at the May 18th conference. Brother Akbar will be on the panel with myself and Sister Kusar, Fatola Kusar Il. Shem Malachi Bey is one of the keynote speakers. Shem, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, so Shem, I want you to go into the explain into, as we deal with this year in the review, all right, the importance, what would national unity, how would national unity benefit our people? A Moorish national political unity benefit our people?
First of all, it will bring us together as one national government and one national body, which though we all, for all our different provinces, we have our own elected officials from our own different provinces of government, Moroccan governments, and then we come together for one national government, and we have elections sent forth by leaders up to the national government, have one imperial parliament council. Now we'd be able to legislate among ourselves. Not only that, we'd be able to enter the diplomatic relationship with the treaty nations. Also, we'd be become a member state of the UN, an old state, bringing back our sovereignty that we lost, resurrecting our sovereignty that we once held as a sovereign people. So once we do that, we'd be able to write our own laws, do our own banking. If a matter happens, a crisis happens in the streets between our people and them, we can do go about in a diplomatic fashion in a speedy way, meaning that they will have to pay for it physically and conversation-wise. See, government means a whole lot. You got government, the government becomes your protector and your mother. Your government is your mother, it nourishes you and it protects you. What do you mean, Tim? The government protects the schools. The schools to educate you are your mother. The government is the father, it protects you, the children. The protectors can't close our schools down. They can't tell us how we're going to invest our funds. Can't tell us how we're going to farm and sell our goods and barter among each other. That's why it's very important to have a government. Then when you're in the streets traveling, they won't be shooting you down because they respect you now, because there's a quick consequence to come behind that. It's not just you got to report them to another, they own government. No, they're asking you for your government based on what the treaty agreement said, and that's the law. Based on international law, this person got paid for the penalty that he did without any protection. What do you mean, Shem? That means he's not protected by his superior because they're obligated to international law. By the way, international law is keep your people out of the past. International law, grievances, and treaties, all the documents that you want to keep your eye on the past. Surprise. Why, Shem? Because in the international community, when a dispute arises, they are the ones go to the old documents. They look back to the old documents, going all the way back to the 16th century, 1500s, and bring these documents up and show proof there is an obligation on this nation to one nation to do a certain thing. So we got to get there, get our act together by coming together as one national body, protect our women and children, because I heard a brother talking about children. He's right. No one should be taking our children out of the home, but they can do that because our children are their property. What you mean, Jim? They are platinum. As long as our children wear the same name, black, Negro, African-American, colored, Puerto Ricans, they can come and take them because that's their platinum. You are their property based on that title, legal ethics. So based on that, so once we get out of this cycle of being dominated through fiction language, and come to knowledge who we are, make a claim. So you haven't making no claim to nothing. Once you make a claim to a national government, as a people, all of them stop. Majority should stop.
All right. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Shem.
We wanted to
bring it home with that, and we will continue to we continue to emphasize the importance of nationality, not from just a mere historical perspective, but what is the political application of nationality? Not just we're Moors. That's not good enough. That's the beginning process. Yeah, know that we're Moors. But what is the political application of nationality? So I want you to go, Shem, give us an overview of the political application of nationality.
Well, the political avenue is that when you go to banking, you can bank, you go to do fiat, you create your own fiat. When you travel, you buy vehicles, insurance. When you go to travel, you have no interference with your domestic and foreign business you're doing. So what I mean is that if you go to a confrontation with a code enforcement officer or a foreigner of another state, another nation that's in treaty with Morocco doing business in Morocco, you are assured that the treaty is going to be the main thing that's going to be enforced that protects you. Therefore, you got exemption and immunity based on those treaties. The treaties are your insurance package. That is, that's your insurance package. It's your insurance bond that protects you. So the political part of it is you got government, you got elections, you got your own police. The Act Protect Morocco makes it clear that every foreign nation that's doing business in Morocco, not only they're supposed to protect you, they're supposed to assist you in building your police. So we look at protection from assistance. They're not supposed to protect you, they're supposed to assist you in building your police up. So we have not noticed. See, that's the difference. They don't protect you. They're supposed to assist you in your and what you do and your power, political power. So we have to do it looking for them to help us and protect us. That's not what they're here for. There's no treaties that state they have to protect us. The treaties say any political or civil or criminal dispute is in the hands of the Mukti on the day, our jurors. So we got to look at it like this. These officers are already set to protect us, not them. They are the sisters of what we do in business. The treaty of 1856, the Principal Crown, Great Britain made it clear and said that any time a criminal or civil matter is still happening between a state by conquest or treaty, United States is a state by conquest and treaty, both treaty and conquest. So they're supposed to assist you and do your affairs. You got a dispute with a cop, they're supposed to assist you in issuing an international warrant to lock that police officer up. They're supposed to assist you, not them going to protect you, locking them up. They're supposed to assist you in bringing that complaint to the council. The council. The only one that got jurisdiction is the council, nobody else. There's no judge, delegate, authority, and treaty that have council that or the judicial power over any matter that was aboard. Nothing. There's no jurisprudence to that. The treaty is the res judicata judgment itself. It's plain and simple. It don't need an act of Congress to activate it. It speaks with plain language. The council should hear disputes. That's clear. The reason why the council is not hearing disputes because we don't have a government established. That's why. So all our ecclesiastical power, we got a spiritual deal on our faith, Christians, Muslims, it's what we call it. They don't respect you because you're not considered a people. They don't respect your ecclesiastical authority. So what'd that tell you? Anytime a cop go run into a church, you never see a cop run into a Catholic church and point a gun at a priest. But they do to a priest or an imam.
Point of reference, please.
Yes.
Can I get a point of reference? I would like to ask the brother what was
add,
that treaty.
Add to what he's saying. As you bring that point, I want all of
you to send
this
message
nationwide. Just hold your breath.
Sure.
Whatever crooked cop service, you can organize to take his pension, stop his salary, don't let him go in it. You have to go strong in your own township and stop that pension, stop that money. No paid leave, none of that. So you can do it, and come on with your point, sister. Power to people.
Let me say
Black
something.
Power, point of reference, please. I would like to know the treatise number that you referenced to the treaty. You said 15 treaty something 15.
Abdullah Bey,
let me answer that. All right, my book Moors and Masonry. Point of reference: Moors and Masonry. MooresandMasonry.org. MooresandMasonry.org is my book and Masonry. Also, you have what's called the Clive series, the Clive series of the Clive Treaty series, like Clive the Treaty series.
Treaty,
sister.
Okay.
Please let me just series. by Clive C-L-E-E.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I didn't get that. You phased out for a minute.
Clive Carey.
Yes.
C-I-E.
You fading out, sir.
What about now? What about now?
Hey, now I hear you. I hear you now.
All right,
sir.
Are you live? I'm live and direct. Live and direct. Live and direct.
Yes, sir.
Here
you're live and direct.
All right.
We see.
All right. Consolidated Treaty Series. Consolidated Treaty Series.
Uh-huh.
I want to see. I think.
Mute your mic, please.
Read it back to me right now from your room. I don't want to get upset. Read it to me.
Mute your mic, please. Consolidated Treaty Series.
Mute your lines if you're not speaking, please.
Yes.
We'll get it in a minute. Yeah.
All right. Consolidated.
I got
treaty
consolidated
theory.
Treaty theory. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Treaty.
Clyde Perry.
Uh huh.
He has treaties there from 1632 to early 1900. That's where I got the treaties. That's where I got the treaties that are in my book, Moors and Masonry Part 1, and also listed in Moors and Masonry Part 2. That's the reference.
Okay.
Those treaties are between, you have treaties, and I pulled the treaties, copies of all the treaties between Morocco and France, Morocco and English, that's Great Britain, Morocco and the Netherlands. The treaties between Morocco and France are in French language. Between Morocco and the Netherlands are in Dutch. You have a treaty between Algiers and France. Algiers and the Netherlands, Algiers and England, and that's Great Britain, Tunis, and between treaties between Tunis and France, Tunis and the Netherlands, Tunis and England, that's Great Britain, Tripoli, between treaties between Tripoli and France, Tripoli and the Netherlands, Tripoli and England. I have all those treaties. In the Consolidated Treaty, I have all copies of all those treaties. Not all the treaties in there, but treaties between those treaties that I mentioned between those powers.
Right.
All right?
Right.
Those are the references. Yeah. And those treaties, let me continue. So you said reference, I'm explaining.
Okay, please do.
Those treaties, please. France, those European powers, because we controlled the seas during the 1516, 1700s, the Ottoman dynasty, which is the Ottoman Empire, and the Moroccan Empire, controlled the Mediterranean and the Atlantic. They came to us. Those treaties allowed France and England and the Dutch Republic to expand their trade and commerce. Those treaties protected them and those dominions. The English ships that were the British dominion to England were protected. The English subjects were protected by those treaties between England and Morocco. You have the navigational pact of the 1682. The 1682 treaty between Algiers and Great Britain. In there is the navigational passes, where the European powers had to show navigational passes. The United States forged in the early 1780s, the United States forged those navigation. When the United States fought against, rebelled up the British subjects, rebelled against their mother, those Moors treaties between Morocco and Great Britain no longer protect those British subjects of those against their mother. So what they did was they
forge navigational passes. So those treaties hold a lot of weight for them as well as us. I can go all night.
Maritime law. Is that like maritime law?
It's maritime law, admiralty law, all right, sea law, but also on land, because those treaties protected them in the British dominion. Dominion, French dominion, absolutely. You know, so the more Shem mentioned it, the pencil. So you have extra territory.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, no problem.
Mike. He's covered the world for us, we the people. His name is Joseph Waker, has been around the world for us and stood up for us when we couldn't stand for ourselves. He stood up for D.C. and goes between Alabama and D.C. on a consistent basis, teaching all types of trades, martial arts, and everything that can be imagined. So I didn't want to go away from the mic without letting Brother Joseph Waker to just greet the group. And you can continue. Go ahead, Brother Joseph Waker comes out of Ozark, Alabama, but he's also based here in D.C. Come on, power to the people for Joseph Waker.
Yes, good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, sir.
Yeah, greetings, blessings, love, and brotherhood and sisterhood to each and every king and queen listening worldwide to this program today. I would like to thank you, my brother, for having me on this evening. My say is going to have to be very brief. I'm very tired. I had a long journey from Washington, D.C. back to Alabama. I was broke down for 4 or 5 days. God is a great God. He does everything with us and for us. All we have to do is pray about it, think about it, and put it into work, and then the fruition will show up in time. It don't show up in our time, but it shows up in his time. Again, audience, I would like to wish you peace, love, and blessings beyond to each and every one of you on this great evening.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Jeffrey. As you continue, Mo, and we'll be closing shortly with our Brother Tyler Bay. Go ahead. Thank you so much for allowing Brother Joseph Waker. He has the Waker Foundation. Is a worldwide network organization and an institution. So I didn't want to drive by without having his words on this particular venture. We're on the review of 23, and we're going to Brother Talib Bey Abdullah with the Moorish Network. Power to the people.
All right. I want to read this again. We have the Save This Date. That's the May 18, 2024, here in Philadelphia, the Moorish Governance Birthright and Nationality Claim Conference. Political unity. Some keynote panel speakers have United Nations, African Union, NGOs, and other international organizations, Masonic, Moorish Right, and large community outreach and network affiliation. I wrote this last week. The marketing of this Moorish National Political Unity Conference in May is facilitating a network of speakers, large-scale community outreach and education, fostering political unity of Moors, conscious and unconscious, and raising international awareness of the mass denationalization, dehumanization, and subjugation of our people with the legal fictions Black, Negro, Color, and African-American Indian, as well as the centuries of European, Spain, Portugal, France, England, Great Britain, Dutch Republic, the Netherlands, conquest and colonization of our Moorish lands. Hashem, I want you to go more into the position of a consul, the position of a consul and nationality and diplomatic protection, which you went into really good. Nationality and diplomatic and consular protection, the Moorish treaty protection and consular relations. You're right. So I want you to go into. Continue with that discussion because you were right on with Jim with that. Our people need to hear that specificity. They need to hear that, even though they're not fully, because these are new terminologies, but they'll continue to beat the drum. We'll continue to educate. Once again, you could also go to The Moroccan Post Media YouTube page has the Moorish Treaty Protection and Consular Relations Course 101,
the Morris Treaty Protection and Constellations Course 201 and buys about 16, 17 classes. We have the Morris Treaty, Morris Body Politic Formation, Constitutional Government Principle Course, which embodies 12 classes. We have the we have other classes. These are free. This is the Moroccan Post Media YouTube page. These are free classes. That's the Moroccan Post School of Government International Law. We offer free classes, so these are PowerPoint. These are PowerPoint presentations, my brothers and sisters. So get my books, Moors and Masonry Part 1, Moors and Masonry Part 2, How of Venus and Moon Rule, and my other books. Go to moorsandmasonry.org. All right, Shim, take it away.
Yes. We must understand is that when two sovereigns come together to form a treaty or international agreement, what happens is the legislative part, the executive, the legislative part of the government, could be the monarchy or even the republic monarchy, which is the elected officials of that government, they come together and they write a treaty agreement of, and that treaty is articles. The articles are judgments. They are the judgments to be enforced when any dispute happens inside between both nations. The articles, you got to go to the articles of the treaties to give a proper adjudication, a proper decision. So therefore, they agree that the only judicial officer that can hear it, the matter, judge, is a council. A council is the only one that can hear any international dispute. So when a council hears a dispute, what happens there? The council invokes the central authority. Now, they don't tell you inside the Justice Department, this is the International Affairs Department. They do all international agreements, treaties. So the council jurisdiction with the notice of council jurisdiction. When this happens, the council is the only judge to hear the matter. Once the council make a ruling on the matter, he enforces his judgment by going to, in the United States, he will go to the Supreme Court, a solitary United States Supreme Court, because it affected his ability to enforce the judgment. So he goes to the solitary Supreme Court with a writ of assistance. The writ of assistance says that I got a counsel judgment against the state, against the agency, it's the government state of the agency, whoever it may be. What happened is the counsel, the Supreme Court enforced the judgment against any branch of government, agency, department, whether it may be officer, and do what you call a res judicata decision on that and enforce that judgment through a mandamus. Then the council filed a writ of execution to execute the judgment. Then when the judgment executed by the Supreme Court based on the treaty, then he filed a writ of garnishment. Garnish the pension, garnish the account, the master account of that agency, of that government, call it garnishment of their funds. That means he said the state got in their treasury, you say, $80 billion. Well, guess what? They sued for $20 billion. That council can put a lien on that $80 million and garnish that account and use that as collateral. Create fiat off that judgment. See, this is called running government diplomatic affairs. They will do the same thing. And when they can't force the judgment, when the state default, United States, any other state default, is a member of the UN on that judgment, then they go to the International Chamber of Commerce of The Hague. It's called the International Chamber of Commerce. The International Court to force contracts. They file an application to be heard to enforce that judgment. Once that judgment go there, then both nations send forth their legal team and put up the argument why he's not going to pay the judgment. Then other parties say, well, you got a judgment against you on this date. They go by the treaty. Now, the treaty comes up to be examined. Once that treaty comes to examine, that's the only law, that's the only thing before the court. That is the only policy along of the land that the courts will consider. But what we got a problem is we don't have a government. We got to form a structure. And believe me, if we build it, they'll come. If we build it, they'll come. The people will come. We got people already. We got millions and millions of people. They just know who it is. So we have to protect these people. The first thing we got to do is build a structure. But if they come or not, we still got to claim them. If they don't come, we still can claim them because we got a government structure. We're allowed to do that, put them in our sister, as our people. We're allowed to do that. We the protectors. That's our job. So have a government allows you to institute diplomatic affairs and diplomatic relationships with foreign governments As a matter of fact, you allowed to bring any foreign government here to assist you in your endeavors in running your government. That's your choice. Nobody can stop it. But see, the problem is they don't want us to be educated the proper way to know who we are. The first thing, getting out of this, is know who you are. You have to be able to make a claim. There's no man or woman got a father, got a heritage, a mother got a state, and with a lot of money or got a lot of wealth, they're going to read a will and they'll know who they are. When you sit there and hear that will, you got to claim who you are. You got to claim your mother and father. We got to claim our motherland. You never did that. We got to claim our motherland. Not only claim it, we got to claim to have a government active on this land. And once they have it, everything flows smoother then, because it's like a ship on the sea. The current, you got a ship. You on the sea without a, if you're on the sea without a ship, you floating a piece of water, shipping the water is anything to you. Or when you're on a ship, a large ship, you're protected by your vessel. Your vessel can safely go home with your goods and your body, safely to your land, your motherland. The lighthouse is the knowledge. The lighthouse, the guided ships to their own land so we have collision on the sea, is the knowledge, intellectual property. So intellectual property philosophy is the wisdom that guides you so you don't collide with your vessel, so you can find your way back home. In and out to the porter. Very important. Got to have a vessel. Got to have a land. Got to have a ship.
Once again, the Moroccan Post School, we're educating our people ourselves. We're not looking for them to educate us. We're here. We're educating our people ourselves. We have a school, the Moroccan Post School of Government and International Law. Perfect classes, free classes on the Moroccan Post Media YouTube page. The Moorish Treaty Protection and Conservation one-on-one and 201, that's about 16 classes. These are all PowerPoint classes. The Moorish Body Politic Formation Constitutional Government Principle classes. We are educating our people. We're working to reach a worldwide audience. We have class courses. We will have manuals. There will be manuals for each. There will be manuals as well as the videos. The videos are on the Moroccan Post Media YouTube page. We have a institution, the Moroccan Post School of Government and International Law. We have stepped up. We are not looking for them, our oppressors, our conquerors, Spain and France and England, Great Britain, the arm of Great Britain, United States, to educate our people. We are educating our people. Moroccan Post Media YouTube page. Once again, to get my books, go to moorsandmasonry.org. We have stepped up. We are educating our people. We are on this platform. We'll be on other platforms. We'll be on the YouTube channel. The conference will be broadcast worldwide. We will continue to educate our people worldwide. We're not looking for our conquerors to educate our people.
Absolutely. With that said, and all that's been said tonight, it's been a plate full for everybody to get on board, to get themselves organized in line with the concept of Moorish science. It was the best thing. The concept of Moorish Empire, the Moorish Network, is one of the strongest networks in the nation. That's really giving aid and assistance, really helping we the people to accomplish the thing we say we trying to be about. We say we about these things, but all of our actions show otherwise. There's a couple of lines that we didn't get to. I'm just trying to see if they're still there with us. We're looking over the networks and seeing exactly who's left online. There was a 302. I don't know if 302 was trying to speak.
I take a look at it now from another perspective. I'm out here on the front line trying to figure it out. But if there's anything that has not been said that should have been said, then I believe now is the time. Anybody that needed to say something that didn't say it, I say now is the time.
Sister Pacola, who's start ill? Do you have any closing words? Give us, that's, you know what? I want the female energy in the house.
Sister Pukola Kusayo, give us some words.
Peace, Islam, everybody. Yes. I know that it's a lot of education, a lot of knowledge, trusting the information that's coming from us versus what's been out there. I know that trust factor has to be a consideration for all of us. Again, I put it out there, I appreciate all the effort that was done to anybody, any organization that was helping to get us unified and helping our various causes and helping in the neighborhoods and helping. This is a little bit different because we're speaking of political unity. And like they say, don't talk religion and don't talk politics. So we have to consider politics from a international perspective. From this North America side, we have to consider that this is a plan that's well thought out. It's based upon facts. It's based upon material evidence. It's based upon treaties. And I believe that this can work. We do have to come together and formulate governmental structure. The Shem Malachi Bay Plan spells it out very well. Start talking to your people. Start getting them into that mindset that, okay, we're unified. We have to be unified. Yes, it's going to be arduous along the way until we make it happen, but it is possible. So with that, you know, I say political unity, support if you can, support in May, if you can come and be a part of that, if you can be a part through the Ruku, Makakuru will be providing that platform. And any kind of donations coming in to support that event would be very helpful. As you all know and you've all done, you've been coming out of pocket. And that's what we do when we care. So with that, Black Power, Mo Power, One Power. Peace.
All right. Once again, that's May 18th here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I have the Abdullah Bay Facebook page. I have the flyer and the link. The Eventbrite link is on my Abdullah Bay Facebook page. Is pinned. That link will take is $125, which will include a lunch, dinner, entertainment, ball, all right, and as well as the keynote speakers and the panelists, all right. We have four here. We have three panelists, all right. Two panelists in the house, but Pukola Kusayo, myself. Of our two of the panelists. Dr. Kuh was another panelist. Shem Malachi Bay is a keynote speaker along with Queen Asamaka, Ruth Weekly. And there's two other keynote speakers. We have the female energy is represented. We have two speakers and one male, Shem Malachi Bay, are the keynote speakers. All right, so once again, we have Brother Akbar. Well, Sheikh Akbar will be in the house as a panelist. All right, we're inviting him as a panelist to the conference. All right, so I want to thank you, Brother Sheikh, for offering this platform to us. Thank you very much. Once again, go to the Moroccan Post Media YouTube page for the Moroccan Post School of Government International Law courses, free courses. Like, subscribe, like, and share. Let everyone know about these free classes that's on these PowerPoint classes. Next year, we'll have these study manuals. So you'll have both the videos as well as the study manual. Once again, we're not looking for our oppressors to educate our people. We will do it. We can educate hundreds of thousands of our people. We are not looking for them. We have a structure. We have an institution, the Moroccan Folk School of Government and International Law. Thank you again, my brothers and sisters.
Thank you again, beloved. And the wonderful job that you're doing here at Black Power Radio, brother. Amazing network and bringing in brothers from Brooklyn and Delaware and Philly and
keeping that region strong and getting them nationwide out of Vegas and all down Miami, Florida, New Orleans. We will be around here for New Orleans in the end of the year, December 29th, 30, and 31, New Orleans, Louisiana, and then down would be Black Friday event, May, right in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania only. We're going to be there for our big, big convention, a big, massive call out for us to come to what is they call meet. Meet is what is practical for our current circumstances. And I think the modes are calling you to what is practical for your current circumstances. That meet, M-E-T-E, and we must come to what is meet at this hour. We must stand up for power to we the people and stand up for black power and for the modes and all of those that are the Negroids, the colored. They're stuck down. They've held on to Negro colored. Some of them holding on to the black, the Afro descendants, Afro this, Afro that, the Nubians. I can name them all. The Bilalians. There's a whole bunch of us out there. We the people, the Indian. And not talking about people from the country of India, but Indian is a man from right here that got messed over, placed on a reservation, took his land, his buffalo, and some more. We can go on and on. But you know the people that we're talking about. We need to stop pretending we don't know who we're talking about, but get on the real and let's make something happen differently by changing the dynamic and doing things differently and getting different results. So we are we the people. We're happy that you came. Happy that everybody came. With all that you can say, is there anything that wasn't said that should have actually been said? Anything out there like that?
I am a black revolutionary.
Power to we the people, all power to the people. We're just so thankful that everybody got through tonight. And we know that all that we have said and all that could potentially possibly be said, we know our beloved brother Marvin Gaye has always said it best. And we're just like it now.
Don't go and talk about my father.
Right here at Black Power Radio with Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay and all of those. Let me see. We had so many online tonight, but they gave the picture, as you had painted that picture, of the review for 23, and now we're going, are we prepared for 24? You can give us, Dr. Truth Bay, your synopsis of everything that is taking place and all of the stuff that's happened in 2023. Where do we set for 24? Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay, right here. Live on Black Power Radio.
Peace and Black Power, peace and Black Power family. So we have a wonderful show for you tomorrow. We'll do an update concerning what we need to look for in 2024. Well, one of the stories that we will cover in depth is Micah Washington in West Alabama. This young man and his brother was changing the tire on the side of a road in Pickens County. And this officer decided to not only tase him but charge him and didn't know that his brother was filming. So this is one of the reasons why we are going to emphasize the need of the end of a police state. Most importantly, May 18th in Philadelphia, we're working on getting our own governance as well. So there's a lot that we're going to cover tomorrow, and we definitely want to finish out with a powerful note on what we're going to accomplish in unison as we move forward as the original man. So we want to say thank you for those who are listening to Black Power Radio. Thank you for making it an exceptional year. We look forward to our listening audience carrying on with us in 2024, and we'd like to hear more from you. What is it that you'd like to see in your community? What are you outraged about? What do you like to see change? Call in 515-605-9889 and make it your second home every Sunday and Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. So with that being said, Black family, I look forward to hearing right here on the same bat time, same bat channel on Black Power Radio. This is your Minister of Justice, Truth Bay. Peace and Black Power.
Peace and Black Power to True Truth Bay and all of those that joined tonight. They know that to give them more of what they actually listen to Black Power Radio for, and all of those people across the nation tonight that came in from the Moorish Network, from the Black Power Network, and from all the networks here at Black Power Radio. Be in Philly, be in New Orleans, be where you're supposed to be at, brother and sister. We love you so much, and there's so much more radio to go, and so much more to go. And we know that's what. Now that we found it, what you gonna do?
Control our destiny. We owe it to ourselves to live happy eternally.
Spread it all over the land. held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Put a bounty on her head. Poison water in the air and the food. already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, it's when you have to defeat you. Question lies they teach you, don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bones I bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The Indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 got, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna sign and touch us. About the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Rip the chains, rip the chains, the American way, slaves, rip the chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Rip the chains, rip the chains, the American way, slaves, rip the chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
And we're going to continue the process of claiming our identity and setting the standards for our people of color. We'll not be controlled by the old slave master and its covert racism. No other race of people, no Jews, no Indian, no Chinese let an outside invader control their community in a way that is harmful and poison our people and incorporate bias, prejudice, and bigotry in the standards and racial profiling and willfulness to terrorize our community and do psychological damage to our children every day and destroy our culture with their commercials and their exploitation of their TV programs. They facilitate tyranny. They have developed the standard of what they call terrorist actions. And so if you don't develop an economic program and promote it, if you don't organize your race with a political program and promote it, and if you don't get the conscious level to understand this hostile enemy is not turning back, and you try to promote racial harmony, you're out of your damn mind. You're out of your damn mind. You can't even do it on Sunday when everybody's supposed to be praying. It is time for an African revolution. It is time for an African revolution. Any people with dignity and respect would have a revolution of economics. The fundamental purpose of revolution means complete constructive change. We need complete constructive change. We are not just Africans in America, we are Pan-Africanism. Pan-Africanism means you understand that right across the water, nationwide, this world is full of people who look like you, from Brazil to Jamaica to Haiti to all of the Caribbean islands and the 54 nations of Africa and Hawaii and everywhere you look, you are. But you had not developed the technique to see yourself because you don't want to talk revolution. Because you don't want change within the solution. You want to concept with your soft heart, or can we all get along? You still listening to Rodney King. No, you can't have a commitment to develop your enemy army against you, your enemy police department against you, your enemy courtrooms against you. That's not an effective revolution. Your children must be trained leadership from birth to control their own, to achieve their own goals, to understand nationhood and a higher ideal of what nationhood is from their own standards that you're committed to develop. We're a dynamic people, but we have helped every race of people self ourselves. Right now, if you walk out your damn house, you're going to get some gas from a foreigner gas station. You're going to buy some Chinese food from a Chinese. You're going to take your cleaning, which you've been washing white folk people clothes all your life, to another race of people to wash your clothes who don't live in your community and don't love your children, and you're going to help improve their children's lifestyle. We got children graduating right now from all the colleges and institutions around this country and come back and have to work at Walmart because we ain't developed the corporations. We ain't opened these old buildings up. We studied been trying to buy a damn Ferrari, Porsche, and a Rolls Royce, a big house, and our kids come back from college like Carter G. Woodson put in the miseducation of the Negro with nowhere to go but to a white man to ask them for a job, which means that damn degree and that education don't mean nothing because that white man is going to hire his daughter, his nephew, his son, and after that he's going to hire his people. Ain't nothing all right until black men and black women, Africans, participate responsibly in doing something for self. And if you're going to start talking economics, you got to talk about building a group to defend it. It ain't a white man that build a bank and don't have a guard at the door. It ain't a white man that build a mansion and don't put cameras on it first. It ain't a white man that build a nation and don't develop a defensive mechanism to keep people from taking what you build. Stop being scared of building a black army that could protect your community and in, when it's time for self-defense, carry out their duties in self-defense with the logic of saving their mother, father, sister, cousin, auntie, and their community. We need to be baptized in economics, baptized in culture, baptized in a new political mindset with the logic of doing for self. You better act as the Jewish race and be aware of who you are and constitute and build a constitution and develop a mindset that you don't need your enemy for you to reach your goal. The COINTELPRO said their job was to neutralize the rise of a black messiah and to neutralize black organizations from organizing and participating and working together. The injustice the FBI did alone give me the right to get on this phone tonight and teach respect to this group of people that's been so beat up, so lynched, so murdered, so raped. The determination for us not to fall any deeper into a coma is a blessing. And this is a period in a time where we don't have to take back door, apologize to nobody for our focus. You better get on the advanced liberation team and develop the mindset of self-help and start identifying yourself as an African and understand clearly that's all you need. And when you get to this crossroad, don't go right, don't go left, go straight. You got the right, after all the hell you done took for 450 years, to organize and discover the power in yourself. You are an empire in an empire. Ooh.